At the end of the day, some you win, some you don't. Saying la, 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 que será.
What's up, guys? This is Solo from Justice Crew, and you're hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM. Peace, yo.
Now, it doesn't seem that long ago since these boys were actually in Central Queensland in Gladstone and Rockhampton. We love them so much, we've got them back on the show. We say good morning to Solo from Justice Crew.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey, we're pretty devastated that you came to play in Central Queensland and you didn't stick around and stay, because quite frankly, we could watch your show every night of the week.
Yeah, that would have been great. I was a bit gutted too. I really wanted to stay.
What was your favourite part about visiting Central Queensland? Did you get to try our beef?
Oh, wait, yes, we did. So while we were on tour, some of the catering, we had it in our catering. So yeah, I got to admit, like, you know, I'm a big fan of food, and you guys definitely know how to hold it down. So I'll give you guys props for that.
And what did you think of the girls? Because I had some girls sitting next to me at the Gladstone show, and they were screaming things like, Solo, take your pants off! I was shocked. I would never do something like that.
Why not? YOLO!
Okay, maybe I would, but I would never admit it. But seriously, what do you think about all that female attention?
It's cool. I don't mind it. It can get a little crazy, but, you know, we just try to keep our cool about, you know, everything, but it can get a little crazy. There's a couple of crazy fans out there, but, you know, it's cool.
And you're the ladies' man too, so I suppose you got to get that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get you guys back on the show because your brand new single, Que Sera, is just doing massive things every single week. Third week in a row, it's been number one. How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels great. It's actually really overwhelming. Like, I mean, this single's, like, blowing up. Like, compared to Boom Boom, like, this one's gone, like, massive. And 4 weeks is a massive achievement. And debuting as well at number one. So, I mean, I guess it's hard to explain, like, words because it's just blowing up, like, massive. So,
at your actual performance, when you're here in Central Queensland, you do like a little bit of a video montage that looked like MTV. Have you guys got something planned in the future of maybe continuing that and extending on it and putting out the Justice Crew, I don't know, the TV show?
Yeah, actually, we've had talks about that, you know, with, like, management and even amongst the boys. Like, we would love to show, like, especially, like, the public, like, you know, what goes on, like, all the time. Because it's actually an interesting life and an interesting journey that we've had. So, you know, would love to show everyone that. But yeah, definitely love to do a show.
So your life isn't just cruising around in a tour van and getting to a hotel and sleeping. There is some crazy stuff that happens behind the scenes we don't know about.
Yeah, bit of partying, you know. It would be cool to show you guys all the parties that we go to and stuff like that.
Now let's talk about Pitbull, the man who's looking after you and taking you all around the world and introducing you to all these different people. What's the best thing that's happened so far since signing up to his record label?
Probably the biggest thing, like last year we went on tour with Pitbull, like around America, like North America, you know, parts of Canada, which was crazy. Like, we're, you know, life on a tour bus, you know, traveling around, seeing different cities, meeting different people. It was an amazing experience, so I guess that was probably the biggest thing that we've had so far.
That's crazy. And some of your fans will just follow you to the end of the earth just to be around you, just to be near you, just to even get a retweet from you on Twitter. Do you find that's a bit crazy online? Are you constantly always checking to see what your fans are up to?
Always. I guess it's, I mean, you have to. Like, as much as they show you support, it's good to, like, you know, give a response. So retweeting and following is always good, but also, you know, we do have fans that will follow us to, like, different cities, like, especially in Australia. Like, I remember when we were on the tour, like, we had a fan who went to, like, how many shows, like, four shows. Yeah, there was a fan and she came to, like, five shows. It was crazy. And soundcheck party. So she was traveling around the country with us, and then it was kind of funny. Yeah, she was in the plane. She managed to find a seat between two of the guys on the plane. Yeah, we're like, yo, where did you come from? Like, how did you just find the seat? Not only catch the plane, but sit between two of the boys. That's crazy.
Do you guys find that a little bit creepy, or are you okay with it? Like, are you guys don't mind her sitting in between you asking personal questions? Is that fine with you guys?
How did you find that? On the plane. It was alright. Oh, yeah, the boys, the cousins. But I was observing it. You know, I thought that's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah, just don't let her rock up at your doorstep at home. That's when it crosses the line.
The plane is cool, but the doorstep is pushed.
Have you got the other boys in the background with you? Are you all travelling together?
Yeah, we're all here.
I'll say hi to them for us.
Say what's up, boys.
Yes! See, this is the first time this has ever happened. We normally just interview one of the boys, but we've got you all there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
What do you reckon about next time you're in Central Queensland, coming around to my place or Brownies, and we'll have a big barbecue cook-up?
Oh, for real? That will be the best. You're going to be my best friend for life.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
We got the beef, we got the barbecue, we'll get everything sorted, and we'll get the crazy friends to wait at the front door so that way they don't interrupt you guys.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
All right, Solo from Justice Crew, we're loving the brand new single, Kaz Sarai. Fantastic to have you boys back on the show again. Honestly,
thanks.
Move up here. Make it a whole lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea. Really
congratulations on the number one, and thanks so much for chatting to us.
No problem.
See you later.
All right, see you later.
Say bye.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
So the Justice Crew boys, they're doing massively at the moment. Kaz Sarai, you're just saying 4 weeks now at number one.
This is huge on the iTunes charts. Congratulations to those boys. We just caught up with Solo and the others just a few minutes ago, and they're great guys. They love their fans, and we love our fans too. So if you're ever tracking us down online, Hot FM CQ on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, that's a place to be, because you never know when we might go that extra mile for you.
That's right. Always let us know who you're a fan of too, and we'll try and hook you up as best as possible. Now, there's a girl who we like to follow online on Twitter, Jessica Miller 16 on Twitter. She's a fantastic fan and absolutely adores the Justice Crew boys.
So when we were talking to Solo just a few minutes ago from the Justice Crew, we got him to record a very special message just for Jess.
Hey Jess, are you a big fan of the boys, right?
Yeah, I'm a big Justice Crew fan.
Now we're going to mention, we've seen you a lot on social media, on our Facebook page and Twitter, Hot FM CQ. That's where you can find us, right?
Yes.
How obsessed are you with the boys?
You could say just a little bit over-obsessed.
Well, that's pretty cool. We can see why. They're pretty awesome dudes. And just for the last couple of minutes, we actually spoke with the Justice Crew boys on the phone. Can you believe that?
Oh, you are so lucky.
Yeah, Solo and all the boys actually were sitting in the car chatting to us.
Oh, okay, rightio.
When they came to Central Queensland, did you check them out at the show?
Yes, I've been to both of their shows when they came to Rockhampton.
Great.
Oh, and very nice.
Well, you are a pretty big fan, and we like you. We think you're a pretty cool girl. So when we caught up with the boys from the Justice Crew, we actually told them about you, Jess.
No, you didn't.
We did, yes. And Solo and the boys had a very special message they wanted to pass on to you.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah? Have a listen to this.
What's up, Jess? It's Solo and Justice Crew. Yo, say what's up, boys? thank you so much, boys, for support, and we can't wait to see you at some point. We will definitely see you at some point. So, but again, we want to thank you so much for your support. We love you so much. So we'll talk to you soon, very soon.
Woo!
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
How is that, Jess? We know we've seen you online quite a bit trying to get in touch with the boys, and sometimes they're a bit busy and can't get back to their fans, but we thought we'd do something nice and get a personal message just for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I understand it. I see they're promoting their new song at the moment, so I totally understand that they're busy.
That's awesome. So it sounds a lot like they said they'll catch up with you real soon. Sounds like a date, Jess.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.